Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she thought her toddler was talking to herself. But then her little girl turned to her and said, "Don't worry, Mommy. He can't hurt you. He's dead."
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, share those real ghost stories with us. You can call them in 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd rather have ad-free versions of the show, you can get them. You just need to become a premium subscriber. You'll get ad-free versions of the shows, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, which is massive. So you can do that through Apple Podcasts, also through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today.
I know. Happy October.
I know we're getting super, super close to Halloween.
We are. You know, and I wanted to bring up something because I thought this was interesting. And this happens to be the state of Kansas. But I will bet you if you look at your own state tourism site, you will find this too. But on the Kansas State tourism site, they have a link to what it's on their site, right? They've done this work, Haunted Kansas. For the month of October, they've put up this list of all these places that are haunted in Kansas so that you could go. So it could be like a day trip, right? That you just go out, or a night trip if you want to do it in the evening. You can pick a place that's only 50 miles from you. You know, they've got haunted hospitals. They've got haunted hotels. They've got all these things. So you could just say, you know, let's go stay a night in that haunted hotel. It's only 100 miles from us, but it's something we could do just for the night, you know? So it's funny, you guys, we've come a long way from people not believing us at all to now they've said, this is a moneymaker.
The state of Kansas, yeah.
You know, like, and so if the state of Kansas is doing it, I'm going to bet you most of the other states are doing it too. So get on and just type in haunted Illinois or wherever you live. Pennsylvania probably has 900,000
of them. Oh my God, Illinois is super haunted. Right? Iowa is super haunted.
And just, you know, type in haunted Illinois and all these places will drop up. Go have yourself a fun little Halloween weekend of, you know, a little spooky weekend.
You know, it's interesting because you're right. You know, when we were kids, the last thing we wanted to be were the kids that lived in the haunted house. And, you know, and a lot of people throughout my life, they're like, yeah, right, you lived in a haunted house. And I go, well, you weren't there. So you don't get to have a say.
But that's right.
As time's gone on, it's gotten more acceptable. And I think that so many people have had experiences that they talk about that when I do the grave talks, and there's so many different locations that we talk about, people have bought these abandoned psychiatric hospitals, or they've bought an old hotel or theater or something. And then they're like, you know, we could do some paranormal stuff in here. It's obviously haunted. And they're making this additional money. And most of these are run on a shoestring budget or they're nonprofits. Mm-hmm. It's just helping them with maintaining the facility. Actually, you're not doing anything. You know, those old buildings cost a lot of money just to keep mm-hmm. up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and you know, it used to be people like that would run a business that was haunted or something. They would, they don't want that to get out. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Now look at places like the Crescent Hotel. That is their bread and butter.
It's still interesting to me because there's some hotels, because I'm always looking for places to interview people to talk to for the Grave Talk. So if anybody has any great ideas on an interview, just email me, Carol at realstorymedia.com. Mm-hmm. But, or find me on Facebook or Instagram. But it's just so interesting to me how many places are haunted. And you see that they're haunted, but they don't have a mention of that on their social media accounts or on their website. You know, they do not want that. They don't mm-hmm. want anything to do with it, which I get. But, you know, if you let some paranormal investigators come in at night when you're not doing anything with the building anyway,
yeah,
you could be making some money.
Yeah, you could make a little coin. But I think they're just so afraid that if word gets out, then people won't want to stay at their hotel because, you know, of these rumors of hauntings and things like that.
Actually have
and there
people
will be
stay.
People that will go and there will be people that will say, yeah, I'm not going to stay there. Like, I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night and see somebody standing at the foot of my bed. I'm not going to do that. So there are those people. But apparently there's a lot of people that go, I would love to see that.
I kind of think there's more of us people who would go just to stay there because they want the experience.
Because, you know, you look at places like, you know, the Crescent Hotel just comes to my mind. They just, you know, they just embrace it.
Well, that
they
place
have,
is,
you know, you can buy souvenirs there and books there about it and yeah. all this stuff, you know. There it's you can buy the t-shirt. I stayed at the Crescent Haunted Hotel, you know, or whatever. I don't know if you can, but it's there are t-shirts for
we
stuff like
should
that.
Have but if I'm there would saying, have been one, we should have bought
yeah,
it. One that
I
would have said
like designed
I
that. Okay.
Tried to spend the night. That was
yeah,
our case.
That's you and me. We attempted to stay the night.
We left at midnight.
Okay, but you know, what is the night? Think of it that way.
We made it till midnight. Maybe
we made it till morning, technically, probably, right? I mean, maybe it was kinda. 3 minutes into the morning, but it was still. Anyway, my point in all that is go find yourself a little fun, quick trip to, you know, just enliven your haunted spirits yeah. this October.
And there's so many places you can go. And I would rather go explore a haunted, like an actual haunted house or hotel or something mm-hmm. than one of those attractions. I get why people like
fun.
The attractions, but they scare me too much and I'm screaming the whole damn way through.
Well, and they're not that fun to me because yeah. they're, you know, pretty fakey. But I like the idea of just going into an abandoned place or a haunted hotel or something. So, you know, I think there's something to fit everybody's budget and however far, you know, you maybe could drive a little bit to get somewhere. It'd just be a fun outing for you and buy the t-shirt and come home.
That's a great idea, Kathy.
Yeah.
So let's go to our first story. This one is kind of creepy because...
Well, it should be. They're on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, but just that, the intro about the little girl who said, don't worry, mommy, he's dead.
Well, you just like, hear that little girl's voice.
That's the last thing you want to hear your child say. Like the last thing.
You could just hear that little voice, you know. Like,
don't worry, mommy. So it says, dead. Before I begin, let me give a little backstory. The house I grew up in was previously lived in by my aunt, uncle, and their daughter, who was just at that baby/toddler phase when the first occurrence I've heard about happened in that crazy house. Okay, so when my aunt and them lived in the house, they decided to renovate. All was well until one night after a long day of renovations, they sat down to watch TV. There had been a door leaning up against the wall, not sure if it was going on or had just been taken off. Either way, it was up against the wall and had been for a few days. This was back in the 80s when there was a real good exterior door, nice heavy materials. So suddenly, as they're sitting there watching TV, suddenly the door flies forward and falls on the ground. There was no gust of wind and nobody around it. Absolutely no reason for it to have fallen. Needless to say, they were puzzled and a bit afraid, but they just picked it up and went on with the night. That is a weird thing, because a door, if it's leaned up against something and had been like that for a couple days, why would it fall?
Well, lucky nobody's hurt.
God, no shit. Some time went by, and by now my cousin was probably just about to turn 3. My aunt had her in the bathtub with the door open so she could run back and forth from the kitchen to the bathroom, as these rooms were connected. That's weird, the kitchen and the bathroom were connected. My aunt was making dinner, and she heard my husband... My aunt was making dinner, and she heard my cousin carrying on a full and very serious conversation. She went in, and my cousin was staring up in the corner of the bathroom ceiling, totally oblivious to her mom standing there watching her, all the while chatting away. My aunt asks, "Who are you talking to, sweetie?" She stopped talking and looked at my aunt and said, "Don't worry, Mommy. He can't hurt you. He's dead." And just goes right on talking to him. She said she grabbed her as fast as she could and ran a few houses down to her sister's house. She called the priest at her church and had the house blessed. I think I would have gotten out of there right away too. I don't know how I would have reacted to that. That would be pretty intense.
That would be very intense. I think I might have done a little bit more research, like, who is he? Where is he? What, you know, like I would, you know, what does he look like? What are you now? Maybe she did that afterwards, but you know, knowing me, I would have stopped for a minute and had a little bit of an explanation thing going. Like, what? What are you talking? Who? Where? What? You know?
And maybe too, I would have been like, "Oh, kids." And then if it had happened again, but just have a 3-year-old say that to you—it seems like something right out of a creepy ass movie.
It is a Stephen King movie.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It says, "I'm not sure if that was the end of their experiences while they lived there, because a short time later, she sold the place to my dad, and we moved in."
Oh my.
That's horrible. That's just mean.
Well, it's like, yeah.
Like, that's like us. Like if this house was haunted and then I'm like, "You want to buy it, Kathy?" Like, yeah, I'll buy your house.
Yeah.
What?
Well, but he might have already had full disclosure, you know, because they knew him. He might have known that this stuff was going on and went, "Oh, I don't really believe it anyway." So we can't act like they were bad people for selling it to him, because they might have known.
Okay, you're right. It just seemed evil to me.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you might have said all this stuff and he probably knew, right? Because they were related.
I would think. So it says, "So she sold the place to my dad. We moved in. But while they were renovating, they were tearing down the walls." And this is in caps. "Inside the wall, they found a man's baptism certificate, which in my opinion is scary enough. The certificate is still in the attic where they put it, by the way." So at some point, somebody's like, "I've got to put my baptism certificate in the wall." That's,
you know,
weird,
I've heard of people putting things in walls and closing them up. Now, I don't know why you'd do a baptism certificate, because you might need to prove that you were baptized at some point. You know, if you wanted to join a new church or something. So that's an odd one. I've heard of people putting letters in there, finding, you know, things like that. But actual certificates of something that you might want is odd to me.
Yeah, because I have heard that in some of those older houses with a big staircase, and then you get to the end of the staircase and there's like a sort of a, I don't know what to call it, like a pillar. You might know what the word is. It's like where the staircase stops, basically. And
at the bottom of the stairs?
Yeah, like at the bottom or the top, either one could have it, but usually it's at the bottom.
So right at the end of the banister where there's maybe more of a support column or something?
Yes, something like that. That I've heard in a lot of older houses, like around 1900s, late 1800s, those actually opened, and that's where a lot of people put important documents.
So you could, and I can understand, like, having kind of a secret hiding place for them. But if you're actually, like, plastering it into a wall, you're not expecting to get it back.
And that's why it, to me, feels like there was something evil in the house. So it was like, that's a very religious document. And it's like, this is how strongly I believe. I've been baptized. I'm putting this in the wall because this house needs it. That's kind of what it feels like to me.
Okay, that's possible.
Fast forward a few years, and I'm sleeping in my bedroom, and my light turns on in the middle of the night by itself.
Oh, I hate that.
I don't like that.
That's bad.
Parents tried to explain it away as an electrical issue. I don't think so. Never happened before or since. You know, like last night, I was...
Of course, that's what they're going to say.
I was in here putting stories together for today. It was like 10:30 at night. I went to a really, really horrible movie. And so I'm sitting in here, and the one light, you know how they kind of dim and then brighten again?
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, is an electrical thing. Although it did make me jump when it happened. But I do think that's an electrical thing. But the in the middle of the night, your light turns on. That's different.
Yeah.
Ugh. Go forward about 10 years. I no longer lived in that house, but my stepmom did. My dad passed away, and it was hard for her to leave the home. Now I'm married with a 2-year-old boy who always talks to his papa. It freaks me out and comforts me at the same time. I thought you would relate to this.
Yeah, I can relate.
Well, one day my stepmom said, I want to know what your dad looked like when he was a kid because I have a feeling that her son, the author of the story, her son, looks like him. Literally, the next day, my stepmom called and told me that her collage frame fell off the wall. The nail was still in the wall. The 15 years I lived in that house, a picture had never fallen off the wall. She said it fell off, but it wasn't on the ground like it had fallen. It was leaning up against the wall as if someone had placed it there. Guess what this photo collage contained? A photo of my dad when he was a kid. So I'm wondering if her mom just never noticed that's who that was, or maybe she didn't know that it was him.
Mm-hmm. Could be she didn't know.
Yeah. Also, right after my dad passed, my stepmom was sitting at the kitchen table, and she said the door opened. It's super squeaky. And my dad just appeared. He told her, I'm okay. And then he vanished. What?
Okay.
Now, kind of beautiful and terrifying at the same time, isn't it?
Mostly terrifying.
I mean, I love you very much.
The initial shock, you think, okay, that's good information to know that you're okay. Now I'm not.
Right. So it says, still to this day, she swears that happened. I believe it. The house is crazy. Other little things have happened in that house, but I feel like these are the more eerie things. The last thing I have to say is when I lived there, I had a recurring nightmare every single night. Once I moved, it never happened again. Hope you liked my story. Sorry if this was a lot at once and a little confusing. I love the show. Take care, Amanda.
Wow.
You know, it's interesting because there's definitely creepy things that happen in that house.
Oh, most definitely.
And significantly creepy things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Having a little girl
and I'm
talking
I'm
to
with
a dead
you
guy.
On like the light just turned on.
Yeah.
That's creepy. I had that happen, you know, a few months ago where I woke up in the middle of the night and I could see, you know, from my bed, I can see into the hallway. And, you know, it's not unusual for me to wake up in the middle of the night. I'm just like every other middle-aged woman or upper middle-aged woman that, you know, I wake up and I'm awake for a while in the night. So I woke up and I was laying there and I thought, what is that light? And it was under a door to the other bedroom, which I could see from, you know, into the hallway, you know, from my bed. I got up and opened the light was on in that room. Now, I hadn't been in that room for you know, I live by myself, so there's no reason for me to go into an extra bedroom for any reason. You know, I keep the door shut so my dogs stay out of there or whatever. I hadn't been in there for weeks, probably a month. And all of a sudden that light was on. And, you know, it really gave me a chill that was like that, because I know it wasn't that way when I went to bed. And so I get it. That's a really creepy feeling.
I don't like that. I think that house is
off of the wall.
Yeah. And
then it didn't fall. It was just leaned up against the wall like somebody took it off.
Yeah, and that's weird, because if something falls off, it's going to be like laying flat.
Or maybe a little banged up or something.
But it's not going to be leaned up against a wall.
Yeah, no. No, it's not.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, totally going with that is a one haunted house.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So here's another story. It says it's okay. Sam from Texas back to tell a tale that once... Oh, wait. It's Sam from Texas back to tell a tale that for once is not my own. Although I will be writing in soon about the strange things that have been happening in our new apartment.
Ooh,
today,
good.
My story is about an incident told to me from my friends in high school about a particular hotel that is fairly famous in our neck of the woods. The story is about the Baker Hotel in Mineral Wells, Texas.
Oh my gosh. I think I've seen that hotel. Hang on. Okay, keep reading. Go.
Because I have never heard of Mineral Wells, Texas. So look this one up as we talk. The Baker Hotel was a booming, glamorous jewel in the middle of nowhere. Mineral Wells is known for its mineral water, and this hotel was built in order for the town to profit off the water, said to have had healing properties.
Oh, yes. I've driven by this hotel, and I was absolutely just gobsmacked when I saw it. And you would be too. You'll have to look it up. And everybody look up this hotel, Mineral Wells. I was driving down to Austin one time and I went through there, and it just gave me the chills when I saw it. So go ahead.
And so often, like at this time in the 1920s, you know, the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs was the same way. People could go there and get this healthy spring water, and it's basically going to cure everything. You know, it's going to cure your melancholia, and it's going to cure your cancer. It's going to cure everything. And so these people would pay a lot of money to stay at hotels like this. And this one sounds like the same thing, because it's, you know, restorative waters. It's going to revitalize you. It's going to do all these things, and it's water. So it says it opened in the 1920s. And is literally a 14-story building that just pops up among the small mom-and-pop shops. Through the years, famous people have stayed there, like Clark Gable, Glenn Miller, even Lyndon B. Johnson, who was from Texas, so that's not surprising. I always heard that JFK and Marilyn Monroe stayed there when they had their supposed affair, but that has not been substantiated, just a rumor. It was one of the most luxurious places in Texas at the time and was only the second hotel in the country to have a swimming pool. In the 1970s, it finally closed its doors and has been home to vandals, vermin, and many ghosts. Is it open now? Can you tell by...
Oh, it's not open. No.
Okay.
It is
abandoned.
Really abandoned, yes.
I have visited Mineral Wells many times just to go in and see the marvel of this hotel, and it scares me just looking at it. I've never been inside.
I agree. I was scared just looking at the thing.
And so it says, I've never been inside, nor would I want to. Not only would you go to jail if caught, but you risk your life going in. This is something that three of my friends from school found out the hard way. Oh. It was kind of a game when I was in high school. You could sneak in and walk through the Baker without getting scared or getting caught. Dumb kids, I know. They drove down and hopped the fence and found an area that wasn't boarded up to get in. For the most part, they said it was just dilapidated, but you never could mistake that it was once something, as they put it. They walked through, trying to be careful not to fall through any holes in the floor to disturb anything.
Well, right. See, there's always that. There could be,
yes,
you know, boards that are, you know, wet, and you could just... You know,
exactly. Right there. There's holes in the ceiling at this point. Mm-hmm. From what they told me, the ballroom was one of the creepiest places that they visited. There are heavy doors that lead into the room. They were apparently being stupid and dancing around in that room. However, once they got bored with that, they decided to move on. My friend Ian is the one who told me this story, and he said this next part will stay with him forever. He was in the back, and the other boys walked through the doors leading out of the grand ballroom, when out of nowhere, the door slammed shut, nearly hitting him in the face. He opened the door, expecting for one of his friends to be messing with him, but they were just staring at the door, open-mouthed. As he walked to his friends, asking which one did it, all they could do was shake their heads at each other. It was then that they decided that it was a good idea to run away. The door that slammed was a heavy door. Wind would not slam it shut. It could have broken his nose. He told me that they ran out of that place as fast as they could. As they ran out of the Baker toward the swimming pool from the top of the hotel, a block fell off one of the upper balconies and hit the ground far too close to them for comfort. They took that as a sign that they should not have been there, and they never went back. It has been almost 10 years since then, and one of the reasons I wanted to write this was Mineral Wells has decided to reopen the Baker to its former glory.
Oh, my.
Does it look open?
Right, not what the pictures I'm seeing right now, but maybe they're working on it. It seems like it would take a long time to do this.
I'm going to Google, too, while we're just talking about it. Because it seems like the money that it would take.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. But, I mean, oh, the Baker Hotel and Spa. I'm clicking on that link. Rediscover the Baker Hotel and Spa. I'm entering the website. But what I'm seeing is a picture of a, like, the ballroom.
Wow.
Daring
that's
spirit,
impressive.
Historical design. Oh, it says, as a celebrated Mineral Wells landmark since 1929, the Baker Hotel and Spa will be historically renovated and restored.
But you can see what the ballroom looks like.
Yeah. So
really cool.
It will be restored over a 3-year period and will once again be known as a premier resort destination, opening in spring of 2026. 165 guest rooms, 14 stories, 3-year renovation, one revitalized landmark in town. Then you can follow their journey.
And it's this little itty bitty town. It's a small town, but this massive building. So, you know, I'm driving through it and I'm like, what is that?
So everybody should just Google it or go to it, thebakerhotelandspa.com. And that first picture that pops up, you'll see the ballroom.
And yeah, scroll down and that picture will show. And that will give you an exact feeling of what they're talking about.
My God, how much money would it take?
Do you think the door on the end in that picture is the door that slammed?
It could be, because that's what looks to be a heavy door. Mm-hmm. And it looks like, I can't tell if on the left of that picture, it kind of looks like doors, but then they kind of look like windows too. Man,
well, I was thinking of the one on the right.
Yeah, that one definitely.
That looks like it goes into the hotel, where the other one maybe does more of a balcony or something.
Oh, that place is creepy looking.
Isn't it?
So Sam goes on to say, I don't know about you, but I don't think I'll be staying the night at this establishment. Knowing my luck, I would find that I would have one of the many people who died here after trying to cure themselves in the mineral water join me in my room. Or I would find myself swimming with a woman who drunkenly threw herself out the window trying to dive into the pool.
Oh, no.
I wonder if that happened. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed my story, and I encourage you to look into the history of this hotel. It was on an episode of Ghost Adventures at one point. I will write in again soon. Thanks for all you do, Sam. Yeah, check that place out.
I think it'd be fun to go stay there. I'd love to.
You think so? I don't know about that. Once it
opens,
I'll
have to take somebody else with me.
Once it opens, I'll decide then.
Okay.
And maybe if we can afford it, because it looks like it's going to be really fancy. And they're going to need
some
money.
But it is a strange building, and it's like a magnet. Like, it is so huge. It is just absolutely out of the scale of the town, you know, like I'm driving up to it going, what is this building? The whole, for like 5 miles, I'm like, what am I looking at? And I get into this little town and there's this massive, massive hotel. And it is, it truly just send out vibes. Like I would truly got the chills.
Well, and in towns, because I just looked it up and it's a 15,000 population little town. Mm-hmm. So 15,000 people. And normally a tall building for any small towns in rural America, 3 stories, maybe four. Four would be really tall. This is 13. Was it 13 or 14 stories?
Oh,
I mean, that's tall.
And it's so, I just can't even tell you how big this building is. And it's just in the middle of, you know, this little town out in the middle of nowhere in Texas. And it's worth seeing, you guys. It really is.
Yeah, just check out their website. If you get a chance. Mm-hmm. Check out that website. Look at that picture of the ballroom. Mm-hmm. So if you have a real...
No question. Haunted.
Haunted. So haunted. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd like to hear it. Call it in, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get commercial-free versions of the show. Become a premium subscriber. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Do that through Apple Podcasts, or you can do it through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.